I'm so lonely, so sad and lonely.
What's up, Houdat
Nation? On the road.
Renee's on the road. What's up, Houdat Nation? And thanks for joining the Dome Patrol United Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jeff, not Ben, and I'm not going to mess up the intro or the outro later on at the end. Even if I did mess it up, you'd never know it because I'm that good. All right, my drunk CR rating, I'm going to say 3. It was a 4 earlier. It's a 3 now. I'm starting to wind down. Had a bottle of champagne earlier and then switched over to for some Friendsgiving with Scott and Scott's birthday. This is the instant reaction 2-point conversion show for the New Orleans Saints against the Dallas Cowboys, and one where Taysom Hill was clearly the answer. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in our instant reaction. But first, let's see who we have here. Really quick, Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
Don't have a number. I had a drink before the game, but, you know, it's a weeknight. I got to go up to work tomorrow.
Really, just ask for your number, not your life story. Renee, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I have a 0.
All right. Yeah, I want to say I like Renee being on these instant reaction shows. I think it's a great addition. Scott, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I'll go with a 2.
All right, Wes.
Maybe I should say 4, since it's the number of interceptions Taysom Hill had tonight.
And you are Taysom Hill's second biggest fan, so I'm curious to hear what you're going to have to say about it. Wes, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I've got no number. I've been drinking lobster smart water all night.
With real chunks of lobster.
And Gunn, welcome to the show. What's your number?
And what's your spatcock number?
Hey, that's, we had one spatchcock tonight.
Okay. I didn't have that many.
Well, you should have. All right, we'll talk about the spatchcock and the big show later this week. Let's get into this instant reaction. First question is Taysom, Scott, you brought it up. Taysom Hill, is everybody who has been clamoring for Taysom to start, got what they wanted. What do you think their excuses are going to be for him?
He hurt his finger.
And?
That's about it. Oh, he didn't have 2 offensive linemen or Kamara.
That's what I was looking for.
That's 3 offensive linemen, technically.
Whatever.
Any. And the refs working against him?
Yeah. But, hey, even Simeon Rice didn't throw. Simeon Rice, Jesus Christ. Whatever the fuck his name is. Simeon Rice. Trevor Siemian. Even Trevor Siemian didn't throw 4 picks in a game.
Right, with missing offensive linemen
and Kamara,
mm-hmm. And I think
Trevor's
that's the
wasn't hurt. Yeah, Trevor's finger wasn't broken.
Well, then they should have pulled him out the game,
and they should have put
fucking
Simeon
game
in.
His finger's broken, and he can't throw. Pull him out the fucking game.
Oh, let's be clear: losing with Taysom's a lot more exciting than losing with Trevor.
He's not right? Wrong.
A loss is a loss.
He ain't lying.
I mean. This guy is an exceptionally exciting mediocre quarterback. Like he is has never seen a guy so exciting and so mediocre at the same time.
It was interesting because the first drive, like we kind of got him out the pocket. We didn't run with him a lot early. We did that late when his finger was hurt, but you know, the offense, it did enough to keep us in the game for a while, but again, we did the things that got us beat. We missed the field goal. We had some drive-killing penalties. We did have some shitty calls go against us that really kind of wrecked it. Because, I mean, at some point, you know, on that the non-holding call on that touchdown run, like if that gets called there, I mean, you're still looking at a 13-10 game where it could have been 13-13. If he doesn't throw the pick, you know, that went to Stills in the red zone, it's like they had a chance to win the game.
We missed the field goal before that too. But now, before anybody else says anything about Taysom Hill's finger, okay, Taysom Hill in this game, the way he was throwing, did he look that much different to any of you than Taysom Hill in the preseason?
No.
So, let's not mention the finger anymore. Like, we don't know how bad the finger is. We know he had some tape on the back of his finger. He was not throwing any worse and doing any worse with anticipation. And he tries to lob. If somebody's wide open on a screen pass, he fires the ball at him. If somebody's open downfield, he lobs the ball in so the defender has plenty of time to catch up. This is the exact same way he played last year. This is the exact same. He had better completion percentage in a couple games last year, but it wasn't because of him necessarily anticipating better, playing better. And this is the exact same person that played in the preseason.
I mean, he had Traquan. If that throw is where it should be, Traquan, it's a touchdown.
Just to be clear, his completion percentage was 46% tonight. 46%, which means he completed less than half of his throws. He was 19 of 41. I don't care that he had two touchdowns because he had four interceptions.
Unfortunately, Jeff, he did complete more than half of his throws, just not to the Saints.
You add the four interceptions, that's over 50%.
I mean,
that's true. Although he was our leading running back, which only reinforces my point that I've made time and time again, is that he's a fantastic running back who can throw the ball.
He should be throwing the ball 41 times. I mean, why have him? They should be running an Army Navy offense with him. Run the offense that we ran in Denver last year with him. Just concede that we are decimated and he's not an NFL throwing quarterback.
We need to become an RPO team. We need to
run the fucking RPO
from
here on out.
How is it that you jackholes know this, but Sean Payton doesn't do anything about it?
Because Sean Payton doesn't want to adjust his offense.
He's fucking stubborn. He's arrogant. He's stubborn.
That would be an argument to say that he's actually not as good of a coach as we all thought he was. He's not a good coach.
I'm not saying he's not.
The greatest coaches adjust their offenses based on the talent that they have on
thing and run his offense, and he's not gonna change it. And
of course, you can't change your playbook and your offense in a week.
Well, yeah, but I know that.
I agree with you 100%, Jeff. And if we were talking about the rest of the team being healthy and Jameis went down, and then we're like, okay, why isn't he changing? But I don't know what he would adjust it to. You can't adjust it to let's make it the Mark Ingram show. You can't do that. You can't adjust it to let's make it the, I mean, clearly Deontay Harris had his one good play, but he also had a couple of big drops.
Yeah.
If everybody was healthy, if Michael Thomas here and his Kamara's here, and I'd be like, why the hell aren't we doing something different? But I mean, I don't even know what the adjustment to make is anymore.
I mean, that's the thing. We don't have the player. We don't have the players. And it was aggravating because the Cowboys have the worst fucking fan base in the fucking league. It's so frustrating.
And yet they're all here.
They're so proud. And we're like, yeah, good. You beat a shitty depleted team. And it was only 2010 when it mattered. Like, fuck off. Like, to pull a Logan Roy, fuck off.
This is weird because I think there's lots of things we can go back in this game, and so there's a couple of interceptions that weren't necessarily Taysom's fault. I'll say that, you know, he gets his hand hit. The hand gets hit on one, and then Kenny Stills tries to make a great catch, and the defender just makes a spectacular interception. I can't blame either one of those two. There's two that I can blame directly on Taysom Hill.
Well, and because then, he threw it straight to them.
Straight to other people, right. So it's weird because we can take away there's some bad calls by the referees that are questionable that put us in some bad situations.
It's true.
And there was some pressure from the defensive line. Having said that, there were plenty of plays where Taysom Hill had decisions to make and made the wrong decision or just didn't have the ability to follow through and make a good play.
Taking the sack, which knocked him out of field goal range. Yeah, that boy, I thought it was Trevor Siemian all over again in Tennessee. Yeah. Like, you're way outside the hash marks. You don't need to hold on to the ball. But you know what? A running back instinctively doesn't realize that he can throw it. So I don't blame him because he's a running back who can throw the ball.
He did have the one play where he rolled out, and it's what we've been asking for from Taysom Hill forever, which was roll out, pump fake, realize that there's no play there, and then get the hell upfield. He did it once. I mean, the rest of the times where he did it was designed run plays, but he had one designed pass play where he did a great job breaking the pocket and getting upfield, and it was, you know, It just sucks. And it just, again, like you said, proves he's a damn running back.
So remember when we used to praise Breeze for spreading the ball out and having so many receivers to catch balls? Like Taysom, I will say, hey, he spread the ball out. I think 10 different people caught passes tonight. I'm not sure how Kenny Stills made the box throw receptions for 0 yards.
He was targeted.
Yeah. Must have had a drop.
Definitely take back everything that I said about Kenny Stills, because Kenny Stills is fucking garbage.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You can't sit Stills, can you? I guess you can. But my new take, like, I walked into this game. Here's my take, my new one, my new feeling on this team.
Oh, you got a new one?
A new one, yeah. I walked in, my original take was, you know what? No expectation. We're too injury riddled. We're just going to come and go in here, and I'm not going to get upset over anything because I haven't. We can't win. We shouldn't win. These guys are just going to come out here, and we're just going to go through the motions, finish the season out, whatever. But at some point during, maybe it was because I had this inkling of a feeling that, hey, we're in this game at halftime. We might actually could win it if we put our shit together. And I started to think, like, you know, at the end of the day, these guys are all professionals. Everybody who makes the team, there's an expectation. You are paid to play quality football. And I get that you're not going to play as quality as the starters that are missing or hurt, but you've got to at least look like you belong in the fucking NFL. And this team looks like they don't belong in the NFL. Like, there's guys... you're right, on offense. I'm talking about the offense there, but like, I expect better from our backups, and anybody who says, oh, they're backups and we should accept this, then this is what it is. That's wrong. That's the wrong attitude to have. That's
what about the backups?
Well, even still, you are being paid to do a job. Do your fucking job.
Yeah, like, but they're doing it. They're doing it against starters. I mean,
but they're wrong, Scott. They're not doing it. Period. They're not.
I think we're so injury depleted that a lot of these guys are guys that would not be in the league if they weren't on our team. For example, our starting savior running back Mark Ingram. We would not have had him on our day one roster this year.
Yeah, we would have.
He was on the streets. We could have.
No, he wasn't on the street. He was with another team.
I love Lamp. We're both on the Ravens roster right now.
So has anybody ever heard of a tight end getting a blindside block on a blitzing cornerback? I mean, it's not even really possible to do.
Can you blindside block somebody
when somebody's that much faster than you and you hit them clearly in the front and side of their body, protecting your quarterback? You're between the quarterback and the defender. It makes no sense. I've never even seen that play called and been like, oh, okay, yeah, that's a new one on me. And then a couple plays later, Traquan Smith clearly blindside blocked across the middle of the field, hit by a blindside, looking at the quarterback, definitely blindsided, didn't turn his head around, and referee standing right there staring at the whole thing happening and watches him tumble to the ground.
You know,
they called a penalty on us. That same play.
Right.
Go ahead, Jason.
You have those, and then you had the no call on the touchdown run, and like at that point it was still a game. And then once, you know, the combination of calls, you're like, all right, well, fuck it. Like, it's the game really, really turned at that point. I mean, those are game changing calls. Like that blindside, that was a drive. We got a first down. That was a drive killer, and it wasn't even a fucking penalty, drive killer. And then the non hold you know, would have wiped out a fucking 50-yard touchdown run. Like, it's just fucking brutal. Brutal.
And everybody knew they were bullshit calls.
We probably
Troy Aikman knew they were bullshit.
Of all people, the biggest Dallas Cowboy fan announcer there is, even Troy Aikman was like, that's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah. And I will say, shout out the Dome Patrol.
My breath of fresh air was Nick Vinette. I wish he had been healthy all year. I mean, he was a Josh Hill replacement, but more of a blocking type of Josh Hill replacement. He is a blocking tight end in Seattle that has a handful of catches in his career. And he made a really good catch a couple weeks ago for us and a couple of good ones tonight. He also got his, you know, normal terrible penalty.
I was going to say his blocking ability is clearly because he holds on giant runs by Mark Ingram.
But that's bright spot. He's made some good catches and he actually does not. He looks faster than he probably necessarily is, but he gets down the field. Like Troutman doesn't look like he's moving very fast because he's just this huge kind of guy. Vinette turns up field and he gets moving forward pretty good.
He also waited for his blockers on the screen pass. what he was supposed to do.
Which it seems like nobody does. I mean, Taysom ran past Jordan Mills.
it was frustrating because like I had hope for a lot of the game because we were in it. Dallas wasn't doing shit. We were competitive and then just boom, boom, boom. And it's like, fuck. So annoying. And I know it's not just us. I know it may seem like we get all the shitty calls against us, but it is a league-wide problem that the league just refuses to address.
It was so bad. Tonight was a horrible, horrible night.
I mean,
for the officials,
game-changing calls, and it keeps happening week after week, and nothing ever happens.
Well, you can't say anything about the officials.
What are you going to do about it?
Game.
Right. I'm ready for Peyton to just fucking unload. What are you going to do? Take fine.
What are you going to do about it?
Who gives a shit? They already hate Peyton.
But it's not going to change the outcome of the game. It's not going to change anything.
It's not. It'll make me feel better for like 5 seconds.
Well, I mean, I think that Peyton is to a point.
You almost want to say like what needs to happen is that it needs to happen. Like the refs fucking something up in a major game that affect like the Super Bowl, the NFC Championship game. I was right. I would say you could say that, but then it did happen and nobody gave a fuck about that. So who cares? I mean, you're right. It's ruining the integrity of the game.
Well, and remember, a couple of weeks ago, I believe right before the Tennessee game, Peyton left the competition committee, which he was one of the leaders in there. And he kind of made a vague statement of like, it's just not, we're not doing a job that's going in the right direction, or it's not the job that it used to be. And then we've had a couple of weeks of some.
I really wonder what specifics he was alluding to, like what is so wrong with the competition committee that would cause him to walk away from it. The reality is there is no fair and balanced calls that, you know, maybe he knows that the NFL has a certain agenda and he's not going to participate in the charade anymore.
We need robots.
Well, because the NFL's not going to, they're not doing anything to change it, to improve it. They're not doing anything to improve it whatsoever.
No.
And that's what he sees. He's just like, yeah, look, they're not going to do anything about it. Why waste time on shit like that when
they just keep making more rules? That's all they're doing.
Right.
And
that's
like taunting rules.
That's
stuff.
A problem.
Oh, taunting, honestly. taunting.
See, nobody cares. We got taunting here.
Like somebody points at somebody and it's freaking taunting.
I mean, if the referees are going to be terrible, could they at least be like cute and wear lingerie? I mean, is there like an angle there?
So why do you want to look at men in lingerie? I don't understand.
I said cute.
And borderline misogynistic.
If you took me saying cute as men, Scott, that's on you.
Most of them are men. There's only like 3 women refs in the whole league.
I wasn't counting. 3? I'm not keeping up with how many there are. That's not really something that I was thinking about.
All right, back to the game.
Way to keep it on topic.
Yeah, we're here to talk about the game, not pulling my NFL bin. Competition committee.
Right. I think we hit the nail. I mean, here's a question, Gunn. You said that winning this game isn't part of the plan.
Don't please don't. Why, Jeff? Why?
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why.
No, why? Because we're why did you even have to bring that up? No, we're not. We're not better than the Dolphins. We're not better than the Jets. We're not better than the Falcons. We're not better than Carolina. Right now, we're not. He's nothing right. has seen, nothing has shown that we are. We've lost five fucking games in a row. I don't care who we're getting back. We're not better than those teams right now. And just because we get them back, we've gone through this. We've gone through this. We've gone through this. Just because we get them back doesn't mean that we're not going to lose more fucking people. I mean, fucking Juwan Johnson makes a great catch, and what happens? Gets hurt on the fucking play. That's what we do. That's the 2020 Saints.
The cost that's not the 2020.
That was a year ago.
Whatever the fucking year it is.
You don't even know what year it is. How do you know if we're going to beat the Dolphins?
God, get off your spats, Cox.
I'm leaving.
The cost. Oh! The cost of anything good is a player has to go to the infirmary. You make a big play. This 21 season, you make a big play, go to the infirmary, and you're out for 3 weeks. That's it. I mean, I don't disagree with Scott Gunn. I think your plan is bullshit. We're not better than any of these teams. We're not better. We are the worst team in the NFL right now.
Well, the good thing about my plan is once we lose to either the Dolphins or the Jets, whichever one we play first, I think it's the Jets.
Yes.
Then my plan's over, and we can just go into tank mode. I'll jump on tank mode island once we lose the Jets. If we beat the Jets, let's buckle up.
I don't realize that the Cowboys were 2-for-13 on third downs tonight and 0-for-1 on fourth downs.
That was the frustrating thing. The Cowboys didn't do shit.
They really didn't. I mean, you talk about four interceptions and short fields. Like, this was our defense did not do a bad job tonight.
I feel good about
probably
seeing them in the playoffs.
One of the better offenses that we're going to play against this year.
They are
actually the best.
They're
the best offense we're going to play for sure the rest of the season.
Yes.
At Tampa.
Statistically, Dallas is a better offense than Tampa Bay right now.
They weren't today.
To that. Because they played against
the Saints.
And if there's any silver lining on this team besides it just being the defense in general, it's I'm impressed and I'm pleased and I hope it continues that the defense doesn't start like turning on the offense. You know how I mean? Because like lesser teams, you'll start to hear defensive players start talking shit about the offense for fucking their shit up. You know what I mean? Like, we're so good, we're doing our part, these guys over here fucking suck and they're not doing their shit. Like, you're not hearing that, and that's a good thing. That is a sign of a well-coached team, or a team who understands what's happening, if anything.
Also a team where CJ Gardner Johnson hasn't played in a few weeks and he's probably the first one that would do something.
True that. Fair enough. All right, let's get into some headlines. What's your headlines for this week's game?
Who are you calling on?
Oh, do I have to say your name?
Yeah.
Who's ready?
Spatchcock.
Wes?
Not worth a hill of beans.
Ooh, that's a good one. Ooh, who's got a better one, Gunn or Jason?
We picked the wrong hill to die on.
Oh, man, that's another good one. Gunn?
Hill gives Cowboys the finger.
I get what you're where you're going with it, but I'm gonna have to vote for one of the other two. I think it's a tie.
It's okay. I never win like, headlines.
Well, mostly because your headlines are paragraphs, right? But
it was a different approach tonight.
Yeah, but it was a very good. I get what you went with. I like what you did. If we'd have won, you would have won. But
I prepared this headline at halftime. Right. I had a deadline. You know, I had deadlines. An editor breathing down my neck. Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. I thought you meant like this was a deadline, not a headline.
Like, oh yeah, no, my headline has a deadline.
Did you take the under, Gunn?
Ooh.
Huh?
Did you take the under?
Oh, you know I don't do that.
Hey, what was the over-under anyway?
45 and a half. Thank you.
44 and a half, 45, somewhere around there. I didn't play the total.
Ooh, man. All right.
But I feel very good about the Cowboys money line bet that I placed.
All right. Well, that's all the show we have for you right now. Let's thank our loyal listeners for downloading me each week.
Thanks, loyal listeners.
All your friends about the Don't Patrol United podcast, where you only have to subscribe to one feed to receive multiple podcasts, including this, the 2-Point Instant Reaction Show, the Don't Patrol podcast, the BS and Beer Saints podcast, the Pelican Plunge, the Premier League podcast, Taking the Over with Billy Gunn, and the Tiger's Den. Follow each show on Twitter at Don't Patrol PCast, at Don't Patrol UK, at BS and Beer Media, at Taking the Over, at Tiger_podcast, and the oft never used at Don't Patrol Prem. Follow us on Facebook because we do live stream each week whenever we record the big show. You can talk to us, you can interact with us, and hear your name mentioned on the show. You can be a part of the whole thing. And of course, if you want to participate in game day chat, DM us on Twitter to get an invitation to the Don't Patrol Discord server, where we chat it up during the game, and you can be a part of the bitch fest and the complain fest. And if you want to listen to us the old-fashioned way, go to DontPatrolPodcast.com. Say, well, what's the new thing? Not bye-bye donkeys, but night-night, motherfucker.
Jari Evans for life, bro.
Right. For those of you who don't know, that's the interview with the Washington Redskins defensive lineman from back in the day.
The guy that got lit up by Jari Evans.
Yeah, got lit. He was talking about the interview. He got lit up, and he said, in the way Jari Evans, as he flung him to the ground, said, "Night, night, motherfucker." So that's our new outro. Say night, night, motherfucker.
Night, night, motherfucker.
Jason wants to say bye, bye, donkeys. Say bye, bye, donkeys.
No, I want to say fuck Cowboy fans.
Oh, okay. Night, night, well, Cowboy. Welcome to my life.
All right. I don't know. Say goodbye, something, and good night, Houdat Nation.
Good night, Houdat Nation.
And goodbye, something.
Since Scott's not here.
Night, night, motherfuckers.